Eau Claire Police Detective Todd Trapp says this is not a direct email solicitation. Rather, someone who's in an internet chat room strikes up a conversation with someone in Nigeria. Detective Trapp says the scammer usually has a hard luck story about wanting to order things from this country, but being unable to get it shipped from the company because of Homeland Security regulations. However, an individual, say in Wisconsin, can take delivery of the item, relabel it, and send it on to Nigeria. Trapp says clothing items, shoes and boots, and computers were ordered using stolen credit card numbers. They're shipped to Willing, Eau Claire, and Chippewa Falls residents and elsewhere around the state.
We've had one victim who's sent already, I think, 7 boxes over to Nigeria before she got stopped on the last one because the international carrier is realizing what a big problem this is.
Trapp says shippers like UPS and Federal Express lose hundreds of dollars on each package to Nigeria because the labels are ordered online and billed to the victims without their knowledge. Now he's in daily contact with people who found out their Nigerian contacts play rough if the stuff doesn't get sent.
They recontact the people, the victims, and say, "You haven't sent this stuff. Why not?" And as in one case I have here, these people are being threatened. They said that they're going to come over and kill them if they don't send the packages.
Police in Waukesha County have uncovered similar transactions. The Attorney General's office in Wisconsin says all of the complaints involving Nigerians are being investigated by the U.S. Secret Service. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.